This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I think we did get a couple of messages, and thank you for those who are listening to the podcast. We're like, hey, where are you?
Yeah, thank you.
Because I do have big news.
Ooh.
My parents are officially out of my house.
Yay!
So that means whether you're on my OnlyFans or any, like whether the broadcast or whatever it is, I've been MIA for the most part because I've been doing all that.
Helping them move and fix their new house up and such.
And someone asked me, they're like, well, it's their house. Let them do it. I'm like, but it gets them out of my house sooner. And it's not that I didn't like having them there. I loved it. And it feels so weird not having them there, coming home to them every night.
Yeah.
Like having that noise, you know, just everything. It feels really odd, but I'm very glad to have my space. But we still have a few things to move out, like the fridges and freezers and just miscellaneous things that are kind of scattered about that you forget are there.
Yeah. But they are officially sleeping at their new house.
Mm-hmm. And woo-hoo! I have so much to clean and so much to organize in my house that I just went to IKEA, got some stuff, picked up furniture. I'm doing so many things, moving stuff around all over my house. So I have been going crazy.
It's kind of like your new house again.
The
like
third time.
You just bought it again. Yeah.
For the third time.
Oh, man.
Okay. But we did get a couple of messages. At least one, from Frosty.
Frosty.
It says, hey, ladies, wanted to congratulate you both on all the things happening in your lives. Very exciting.
Aw.
So I had a bit of a random question. Have you ever had a crush on someone or been very attracted to someone, but are wise enough to know that you aren't compatible for various reasons, but because of your common interests, you think you'd be great friends, but don't know how to go about it because you don't know how to approach them without coming off as someone trying to pick them up or whatever? Also, Vicky, are you going to the In This Moment concert coming up? I don't really see myself going to too many concerts as of yet. I'm still a little hesitant, so I'm going to answer that question quickly. But I'm going to a comedy show in September.
Is that going to be your first
outing, like, big thing?
Yes.
Like that? Yes.
Well.
So basically, it's like you have a crush on somebody, but you're not attracted to them, or you know you're not compatible. But you want to be
not
friends.
Not attracted or not compatible?
It's like whether you had a crush on someone or been attracted to somebody, but you know you're not compatible.
Okay, so you are attracted to them, maybe.
Like you are either are attracted or you just, like, whether attracted physically or just in general. Like, I've met people where I'm like, you like the same stuff I do. I'm not attracted to you, but, like, let's connect. Like, I want to hang out with you. I'm attracted to your personality, but I may not be attracted to you sexually or physically. And how do you go about being trying to be their friend without it coming off as you coming on to them?
Well,
because that's tricky because
I'm in a relationship, so I do not do that because
it's weird.
That's a big no. If I've always thought if I've been friends with guys before I meet my significant other or my guy is friends mm-hmm. with girls before, like they grew up together, whatever, that's different. They grew up together. They've never hooked up. That's a different relationship. But if my boyfriend was all of a sudden like, yo, I met this chick and she really likes to play disc golf. So we're going to play disc golf all the time together. Hell,
that seems off.
No.
Seems like
no,
a red no. flag. Even if you're super trusting of the person, it's like, I don't
even,
like that.
Even if I'm super trusting, even if for me, like, I meet the girl and she's really cool, even if I don't think she's his type and I know that he's not attracted to her, no. It's, to me, it's just kind of unnecessary. You have your guy friends. Meet your new guy friends. I don't care. I wouldn't touch that. Especially now, I mean... Yeah, no, I wouldn't touch that. So first, if you got a significant other, I would ask them first if they were okay with this.
Unless you're able to bring them into like a group dynamic, I think might be the only way it would work. Like, for example, like, oh my God, you're really into D&D, join my group.
Yes.
Or, hey, yes, we have a disc golf team maybe, so you can be a part of that. But it's weird because like, I feel like it shouldn't matter, but I think we're so hardwired into like us as human beings to be slightly jealous or territorial, like, and I'm not saying like that crazy jealousy, like you're not allowed to talk to your sister because she's a girl. Because I actually had a girl, I offered my cousin a place to stay who's a guy, and my blood cousin, first cousin, and she didn't want him staying with me because I'm a girl.
Because you're a female.
I'm like, I don't know what kind of backwards hillbilly crap you're into, girl. And they are country folks.
I was like, maybe she was from the South or something. You never know.
South of Seattle. Like, they're down in the Yelm area. A lot of country folk there.
True.
So I'm like, I don't know what you do with your cousins, young lady, but that's my cousin, and I don't plan on doing anything with him.
Plus, so did he not stay with you?
No, he stayed with my parents.
I'm surprised she was okay with that. Your mom's a female. Right? Like...
Gosh, I'm glad they broke up because she was a toxic human being.
A little crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's weird and also it's weird, I feel like, with coworkers as well. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, working at the restaurant or whatever, I had a lot of male coworkers and my boyfriend has some female coworkers, and sometimes they'll hang out like a group of them after work or something. And either, I mean, I'm not trying to go out, or he wasn't trying to meet up that late. And it was like, oh, cool, they're your coworkers. That's cool. So it was kind of like a different vibe.
It was
but
a group setting.
Yeah, it was a group setting, all of them, long day, let's go get a beer type of thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a one-on-one personal friendship and we're going to hang out because I think you're cool. I don't know. It's different.
All right. So let's go. Let's pretend in this scenario, all of us are single.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I am. But like you meet somebody and you're super like attracted to who they are, like not so much relationship wise, you know, it's not going to work. It's not compatible either. You're at different points in your life or your whatever, you know, you're like, you know what, this wouldn't work as a relationship, but this would be an awesome friendship. How would you go about that? Like, hey, we should hang out. But like, how do you go about it without them thinking that you want to date?
For me, I would be very, very clear and upfront. Mm-hmm. And I have had friends who eventually try to sneak outside of the friend zone. And I made it very clear to them, this is what this is. You can either take me as a friend and that's it, or we're not going to be friends at all, because there's no way that this boundary is ever going to be crossed. Mm-hmm. So I would talk to them and then we'd hang out and I'd tell them exactly what kind of relationship I would want. And it would be just strictly a friendship. And I would have to keep myself accountable and not get wasted and sleep with them anyway.
That or like, or even if you don't
that
sleep,
has happened.
Well, even if like you don't sleep with them, like you don't want to give off the vibe like that you're flirting, or like understand that like maybe like what you might say, what might appear as flirty, might just be how you say things normally.
Yeah, and I've been told that I'm a very flirty person, so I think that's just
I know you
can't
keep your hands off of me.
You know, that's just you. I get just handsy around you, Vicky. Mm-hmm. Let's get real. But so I would tell them, like, this is, you know, like, I really think it's cool that you're into this and I'm into this, and I would love someone to play magic with or whatever thing it might be. But I'm not looking for like a relationship with you in any means.
Yeah. It's weird to say that because it's in a way of saying, like, I don't want you physically or romantically.
But even if you find the person like attractive, but like maybe he's an S show and he's like 10 years younger than you, and you're like, you're in your F boy phase, I'm in my I'm serious phase, and I know this is never going to work, but I might still find you hot. And that's why I say, like, okay, I can't get wasted, I can't sleep with you, but I do want this friendship. That's where it's like, that's the interesting line, if they're talking about they are attractive to this person, but they know they're in a different stages in their life. Because I swear, sometimes attraction just takes over And then all of a sudden you're in this messy friends with benefits thing and some person gets feelings and gets their heart broken. Yeah.
Like I have a guy friend that you know, you've met on a couple occasions. He actually kind of saved you from a drunk guy at a bar once.
Oh, love this guy.
I adore him. And there was a long time. So we met on a dating app and I remember like we hung out and he's super like the nicest person in the world, like super detail oriented, like he always gets me like the coolest birthday gifts. And like 1 year we got each other the same Christmas gift because we've both had our heads in the same place.
Oh, funny. He's a kind soul.
He's just a kind person. He's a super kind person. And like the first time like we went out like on 2 dates, I think, and we like were kissing the second time. And I just wasn't vibing. Like,
yeah.
So, and I had just broken up with like the last actual boyfriend I had. So this tells you how long ago I've known this guy, like 7+ years.
And you had actual like feelings and sparks when making out with that guy.
With my ex-boyfriend. Yeah,
yeah. With your ex.
But like this guy, I'm like, I'm not feeling the sparks. I'm like, you know what? I don't really see this going anywhere. I'm still trying to get over my last boyfriend. It was only a couple months ago. So I don't think this is working. Or this is going to work right now. And so it took a couple years. And then I saw a dude. I was super, super randy. And I was working at the restaurant. I saw a dude that looked like him. And it reminded me of him. And I'm like, okay.
So you guys didn't talk at all
years. For like a year or two.
So he was butthurt and was like, okay,
I don't think he was butthurt. I think he was just respecting my space. I think he would reach out every now, hey, how are you doing? And I was just like, okay, whatever.
But he wanted more than just a hookup.
Right. And I mean, we didn't even hook up. We just made out.
Yeah.
Years later, I'm randy. I'm like, hey. I did the what are you doing text at 2 a.m. after my shift. And he came over and we did. And we hooked up a couple times. And it was fun. He was really good at it. And we had
sparks? Was making out with him then different than it was a year or two previous?
It felt very there wasn't sparks. It was very I'm trying to think of a best way to compare it to. Like it was fun. Like, it's when you have a good friends with benefits, you're like, I feel comfortable around you. You're my homie. And
you
we're
still
doing
get
the
job done.
You get the job done.
Amazing.
Because there's guys that you can hook up with. You're like, cool, you're annoying as hell or whatever. Like, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to have sex. And you can leave. This was like, you're my actual friend. Like, okay, let's hang out a little bit. But I kept.
Were you guys friends, though? You went on like 2 dates.
No, this was years later.
Oh, okay.
So years later when we hooked up, yeah, after the 2 a.m. text, I jokingly say, this mother effer weaseled his way into my life because he kept trying like, hey, we need to hang out. Let's hang out. Let's go get dinner. Can I buy you this? Like, I'm like, no. I'm fine. I'm like, fine, let's go. Like, I'm going to prove to you I'm an S show. You don't want to be my friend. And
was he doing it to be your friend or did he think he had another shot?
I think a little bit of both.
Oh, yeah, because this girl he hadn't heard from in like a year or two reached out who said she wanted to be friend zoned.
Well, like I just said, I'm like, no, I'm not in the place. And I didn't even friend zone him. I'm just like, bye zone. Then we hook up and he wants to like try to get to know me. And then as we get to know each other, it's like, oh, we have a lot in common. And he ended up becoming really, really special to me. Like he's a really good friend of mine now. We would hook up on occasion. And I remember the last time we hooked up and it was like it was my birthday. And I'm like, hey.
Birthday sex.
Mm-hmm, and I think we were actually going to go meet you that night for my birthday. Oh. We were going to go out to do karaoke. And right before the Uber was getting there, I'm like, we got like 15 minutes. You think we can? And he's like, let's do it. And that was the last time. And we had this conversation while we were waiting for you. I'm like, look. I can't promise you any more than this. Like maybe friends with like just being friends that occasionally have sex. That's the most I can promise. I don't see myself doing anything more. I just this is all I can offer you.
What'd he say?
And he's like, okay, that's understandable. That's all right.
Did it kind of seem like he felt that coming or was he hoping that you guys were actually moving into like a relationship thing or a more serious thing?
I think he was just like, okay, that's. I think maybe deep down he was hoping that it would eventually blossom into something else. Because in like a year or so, maybe a year or two after that, because we're still friends and we didn't have sex in that time. That was literally the last time we hooked up and it had been years. He's like, I have to ask. I've been wanting to ask this for a while. Do you ever think about like restarting, like thinking of trying again, trying to date?
Oh, he was so butthurt when you told him that again.
See, when you say
of course,
when you say
of course, he was like hoping it would blossom into something. If then you guys didn't hook up for,
I feel
like
butthurt is the wrong word. I think disappointed, because butthurt implies like when someone's butthurt, they're kind of snarky about it.
Well, or hurt. I don't, yeah. I mean, hurt. I mean, like, he's probably disappointed and hurt. I mean,
right. But like, butthurt in my head, when I hear someone's butthurt, it just sounds like they're just being a, like, oh, okay, fine. Like, that's the vibe I get. But like, just disappointed.
Okay. Well,
like,
he was actually really hurt, then, just not like, just butthurt.
Like, bummed out. He was actually bummed out. And he's like, hey, I have to ask this because I'm going to kick myself if I never ask. Like, do you ever see us like trying again? I'm like, honey, like, no. Like,
did you call him honey?
I don't know. I'm just, I don't remember what I called him, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be completely honest with you. Like, this is all, this is what I want. And I don't see us having anything else in this. It's like, there's just not that connection or that spark that's there for that. And it sucks because on paper, he's perfect for me. Like, he's got a good job. Like, he works hard. He has his hobbies. He loves all the same stuff I do. He has his own place. Like, he's a very responsible, like, good-hearted human being. He's there for his family. Like, he just does all these things. And it's just that spark of, like, quote-unquote love, like, romantic love isn't there. Like, I adore him and I love him. But romantically, I don't have that feeling of love.
So did he ask that a year after your birthday? Or on your
birthday? About a year after. It's not necessarily, this was a while later.
So neither of you guys had, like, asked to hook up with each other within that year?
No, and anytime we would hang out, like, he never pushed it. He never pushed it on me, like, hey, you want to hang out? He always waited for me to say something.
So you guys would still hang out as homies?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. But, like,
oh, he was always, like, pining, like, she'll one day fall for me. And then you never asked for the D again.
I just didn't want to, I had that feeling that he probably wanted something more, so I felt like having sex with him would just make it worse.
Oh, for sure.
And so my suspicion was confirmed when he asked, and it sucks because, like, he's had bad luck with dating since, and then the pandemic hit, too. So it's
so
like,
do you guys still hang out and not bone?
On occasion, yeah, we hang out. We haven't boned since, but
is
we'll
it
hang
weird
out.
At all?
I feel weird just because with my life being so crazy, I haven't been able to talk, much less hang out.
So he's tried, like
a couple times over the last year, and like I've only seen him once, which is more than I've seen some of my other friends.
Well, you gotta, you know, I mean, if you still want to be friends with him, right. I also think he might always still secretly kind of love you, and you'll never be able to return that favor. So
right, that's why it's like it's that hard. Like I don't want to continue to break your heart, especially since your heart just recently got broken by this other bee.
Yeah,
because she apparently like she led him on. Like, at least I was upfront with everything. Like,
well, minus your 2 a.m., hey, what are you doing
text.
Well,
that was legit. Like, I'm horny and I want to bang.
Yeah, but you already knew that, like, he kind of liked you and you put him in the friend zone and then you call him for sex. That's like, kind of leading on in a way.
No, I'm like, I'm here. I'm like, hey, let's just have sex. And then when he asked.
If a guy friend zoned me and I was, like, really feeling him and then, like, later was like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, man, you want to hang out?
He wasn't even friend zoned. Like, I just kind of stopped talking to him for a year. He kept trying to reach out, but I didn't reach out for a year. Like, I didn't even friend zone. I basically ghosted him in a sense.
If he kept reaching out, he obviously still kept thinking about you.
Right. But like, when he asked, I'm like, I'm not, it's not leading on. If I'm telling him why I don't want, like,
no, you told him, like, after a long time of hooking up, right? You didn't tell him, like, your 2 a.m. text, like, hey, what are you doing? I just need a booty call.
It's like, hey, I could really, I think I might have said something like, yeah, I'm kind of horny right now. Hey, help me out because he came over like freshly showered. No.
I think it's leading on.
No.
I think it is. We can agree to disagree. That's fine.
No, because like I did. I'm like, you know what? I'm horny.
Okay. God, we can agree to disagree. I think it's leading on. But
side note, when you talk a lot about food, you get really hungry.
Sure.
Like, let's say like you start talking about like, oh my God, chocolate chip cookies from this place for that. And then it's like, oh, I really want a chocolate chip cookie or I really want French fries. That's kind of the same thing that's happening right now.
Oh, like you really, do you want his D?
Not his, just in general.
Oh, I don't know. We're specifically talking about his.
No, but now we're talking about the hooking up and stuff.
Okay,
now
well,
like,
I'm going to say don't slide into his DMs because in my opinion, that'll be leading him on.
No, I don't do that anymore with him. Like, I don't slide into his DMs. I don't hook up with him and I've made that decision. I'm not doing that anymore.
Is that because it'd be leading him on?
It would now be. Because now I know how he feels.
I
know how he feels. He, like, had actual, like, loving feelings for me. So now that would be.
I don't know what you did that those first two dates or that makeout sesh, but I think he got those feelings real quick right off the bat and has not really let them go. Well, magic of the tongue, Vicky. Magic of
tongue. I'm just that that special, I suppose.
Exactly.
But I'm trying to find this other message I think we got, but I cannot find
Wait, so really quick. So how would you go about it? Would you hang out with the person and then just feel the vibe? Or would you hang out with the person and tell them friend zoned right away? Would you even hang out with the person? Would you think it'd get too messy?
Honestly, and maybe I'm just becoming an old, like, hermit lady. I'm like, I don't really. It's gonna
you don't want
awful.
New friends?
I don't want new friends. My therapist says it's a sad thing when people say that, but I'm like, at the moment, especially with COVID and everything, I feel like if I take on new friends, I feel bad for the friends that I haven't even really seen.
Well, are you going to see your old friends? Is that like
at some point,
friendships
yeah.
that you really, is you still want to re? Mm-hmm. Because girl, I got to tell you, you're going to need to stop using COVID as an excuse because
no.
we are getting
no, but
pushed and past this.
No, but it's COVID has, I feel like, made me forget how to be a social human being. Like my social battery drains so quickly. Like I've gone to go do stuff and see my friends and be safe and everything. But when I could used to go out all night and do stuff multiple days in a row, mm-hmm. after a couple hours, I'm like, I need to be away from everybody. Like I feel super anxious and just super tired, like both mentally and physically. It's like I need out.
What does your therapist say about that?
Well, I haven't gotten a chance to see her because very long.
It's a social thing.
Right. No, very long story short, our insurance changed and she doesn't take it anymore. So I only get to see her once a month.
Oh.
So I'm supposed to see her, I think, this week. So I haven't been able to tell her that yet.
I wonder what she's going to say about that.
Yes, we shall see.
Well, you should tell her, too. You told me that you don't want to have new friends. So you already know what she thinks about that.
I know. Be like,
so
yeah,
if
it's
you found
it's
someone super dope, you don't find them attractive, though, so you don't want to date them, but has similar interests in you, you would just be like,
we can
sorry.
Be Facebook friends, and if we end up like, hey, you know what? I remembered you.
We
we're gonna
can
go.
Be Facebook
That's
friends.
It. That's all I have energy and time for right now.
Wait, so how are you gonna start dating again?
I have to.
How
actually,
are you gonna meet?
Exactly.
The love
I'm trying.
Your life.
To, I'm trying to. Like, I mean, I don't want someone breaking into my house, but that's one of those things. Like, I
the Amazon Prime delivery guy that you have to sign for because usually they just drop them off.
I mean, he does come to my house pretty often.
You got to get the ones that they have to sign. They may be cute. Yeah. You never know. Then put your number instead of your signature.
Yeah. But no, I mentally prepare myself for when things are fully open so I can go and do stuff because I need to go do stuff. Not only
I think
for
that's happening in like what, like a week or two?
Yeah, I'm still busy.
I'm still living the COVID life, damn it.
I mean, my parents just moved out. I have to clear out my entire house. I just bought a new sofa, like brand new.
Big things are happening, girl.
That was
You're
a
busy lady.
That's a lot of money. And it's still in my garage. You know why? Because it's huge and I can't take it up my stairs.
Well,
this is big stuff for me, okay? I have to wash the carpet.
Oh my gosh. You sound ridiculous. I love you, but I can't do anything for a long time. I just bought a new sofa, guys.
Yes.
I will be busy for the next 3 months, at least.
When I say a long time, I mean the next, like, week or two.
All right. Well, I'll ask you in a week or two what your new excuse is.
Right.
Yeah.
But I got a new desk. I built it. I went
to
IKEA yesterday. It's so
pretty. Then it's going to be a bookshelf. Then you're going to need to paint this wall.
Look
then
at
you're
that.
Gonna need to...
Look, I didn't build it. I didn't make one out of stuff
beautiful.
I bought that I bought
how long did that keep you busy for?
All day.
Okay, that was just a day. That's okay.
Yeah.
We can handle a day.
It was hot as balls. The side note, let's talk about that. This is disrespectful weather for Washington.
Dude, we're all such little wusses here.
I feel disrespected.
I know. I hear some things like about this weather and I complain about it too, and then people are like, dude, I live in Vegas. Like, it's always this hot right now. It, like, hit 113 the other day.
I'm
like,
that is your fault for living in Vegas.
I can't really complain with that.
No, like, I'm going to complain because I'm living in Washington because I do not like the heat.
Well, welcome to our new reality. This is
global warming.
This is the heat now for summer.
Seriously, like, I'm looking at my weather app. It says National Weather Service excessive heat watch forever and vicinity.
Oh, it was so funny. I was watching the news yesterday. It was just, like, randomly on, and they were like, We need to warn everyone to try to stay inside this weekend. It's going to be really hot. Go to your local libraries. They have AC and you can just chill there. And I was like, oh my God, we can't even handle like 90 something degree weather.
It's going to be 99.
They're telling us to stay inside.
It's going to be 99 degrees on Sunday and Monday, according to my phone in Seattle.
Yeah. And guess what I'm doing?
Staying inside.
Going to an outdoor wedding.
Oh, that's smart on your part.
Oh man, yeah, my boyfriend and I are already like, what can we wear that we won't totally die in? Because we got him a light colored shirt, and I'm like, babe, I don't think you're gonna wear that. Yeah. Like,
you gotta get the
you're gonna be so sweaty.
You gotta get the shorts, like they look like trouser pants, but they're shorts with the what are they called? The
overalls, coveralls.
I don't know.
With the suspenders.
Suspenders, that one.
Yeah, he was like, well, I could just, like, cut the sleeves off of my new dress shirt, can't I? And I'm, like, looking at him like, I mean, no, but yeah. But he's like, I'm kidding. And I was like, I know, but that'd be a good idea. And, like, I mean, I don't know how classy we're supposed to be looking, but, like, how classy can you look in, like, 100-degree weather?
Not at all.
Like, would you rather me be, like, drenched? Probably. But I was like, good thing we're staying there. So then we can have like multiple changes of clothes at least if needed. But I'm like, are they going to have sunscreen on the tables for everyone? Because
definitely load up on the sunscreen, because I was in the sun the day before yesterday for maybe 10 minutes and I got burned.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I have a fairly decent tolerance when it comes to sun burning. So 10 minutes usually doesn't do anything to me. And it did.
And it did.
And I was outside like cutting up boxes to take to the dump with my dad.
Oh, just like a chore. Not even sunbathing.
No. And I was wearing like a short sleeve. So it wasn't even attractive.
A cute tan line. I know. I was like, I usually do the SPF 30. And I was like, uh-huh. I think I need to get like SPF 100 for this one. Because I don't want to like keep applying either. Like, I don't want to totally reek of sunscreen the entire time. Plus, then if I get my drink flowing and dancing.
Sweat-proof one, too.
Oh, yeah, I need that. Oh, because you know I'm going to be sweating.
So I know recently on the podcast we talked about that you got to go ring shopping. Please, if you get married, can you do it when it's not so hot? If we do it in Vegas, do it, like, in the not-as-hot season.
It's funny because I was originally never wanting a summer wedding. I was like, everyone does summer weddings. But then I'm like, oh, I get why everybody does them, because this is like the only time in Washington that you can do a summer wedding.
Outdoor.
Yeah, outdoors. Yeah. And so then a few weekends ago when it was like still kind of rainy, I was like, wow, that's going to suck if their wedding, like it's raining. Like, could you imagine? And now here I'm like, it's the exact opposite of what I thought was going to happen. It's going to be like 100 degrees. And I was like, I feel like raining still is worse, because that would legit ruin like the flowers, the dress, you know, like.
I mean, if it's going to rain, like if I had an outdoor wedding and it was going to rain, it better be like hurricane rain.
But could you imagine just like, you're not prepared for that. So everybody's just sitting there, like no tents, no nothing, just completely soaking wet. Like, and just continuous downpour of rain. Like, as much as I don't like 100-degree weather at all, I feel like this is the better option at least. But I know our summers have been so insane. Like, if you're going to have an outdoor wedding, you're just going to probably think it's, if you have it like mid-June or beyond, you're going to be sweating your balls off. So, yeah, I don't know.
This is why I just want like a spooky fall wedding. If I ever get married.
I think fall weddings are really cool. They're super pretty.
Right.
And I've always loved like winter weddings, but I realized that's too much going on in the winter. You know, with the holidays, my birthday, my boyfriend's were like, that would be way too much.
Yeah, so
like,
and then if you do it like in January or February, like you run the chance of people being broke from the holidays.
Yeah, yeah. But that might be a good thing.
I mean, my cousin, I think she's getting married in February.
See, that's like also like, are they getting married around Valentine's Day?
She's about to send out the dates, save the dates and stuff. But I think we're going to New Orleans, I think, in either beginning of February or end of January, something
like
that.
Is she getting married in Seattle?
Yes.
Oh, okay, inside, I assume. My cousin's going to be girls.
Yes. I'm getting a long dress because I'm a bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah. See, that's kind of cool, because the only thing good about being like in the wedding party is the outfit is totally decided for you. Like with this upcoming one, like, I am so I've been going back and forth with what I should wear, what I shouldn't wear, how dressed up do I need to be? Because there was no dress code, you know? And like,
that's annoying. It's like, at least tell me what I can and can't wear.
Yeah, there's absolutely no dress code. And I like, her family comes from money. So it's like, they're kind of quote unquote classy, but I know a lot of her friends are. And like, I would, at this point, especially when it's going to be that hot, I would rather be comfortable than classy.
Right.
To be honest. But
same.
Yeah. Yeah. But either way, I'm going to be drenched. So it doesn't matter.
Well, like nowadays, I feel like a lot of people for bridesmaids dresses, it's here's the color, pick a dress that fits you.
Yeah. I've been in some, it's just here's the color I want. Here's the website. Pick whichever style you want.
Right.
But they all have to be like the same color.
Or yeah, or sometimes the same length. Yeah. Cause I think my cousins, we need to do, I think ours have to be long. Which I'm cool with.
Those are the few that I've been into. Mm-hmm. And it's all been just this color and then a long one, but choose whichever kind of cut you want.
Right, which is nice. But
they're all kind of basic to me. Like, all the long ones are pretty much like long. There's a slit. And then you get to choose if it's like spaghetti strap or halter or lacy.
I'll give a shout out to the website my cousin's using because it's cool. Because I think you can rent it. And if you like it, you can buy it.
Oh!
Or something like that.
Dude, rent them all the way. Like, whenever else are you going to wear a bridesmaid's dress?
I was thinking, like, when she picked the original color, when she said, like, a red, I'm like, okay, that's cool. I could wear that for Christmas, like a Christmas party or something.
Wear that again?
Depending on, if on the style. Like, some of these, I'm like, okay, I can see that as a Christmas dress. But then she changed the color to dusty rose. So I'm definitely renting.
Oh, is that, like, the really, really light pink?
Yeah.
That's a very different color than red.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's because, I forget what she said. Like,
oh, whoa.
There's different colors. It's pretty, but
it's pretty. I would be totally washed out in that. Oh my gosh, though. I would look naked.
I think it's because, I think it's like, red is still one of the colors, but I think they picked it for like the guy's ties or something, or his tie, something. Oh. So the colors
were
all
too much red.
Yeah, so the girls were all doing a dusty rose. But
that is not your style.
Not my color at all, but I think the site is Azzy, and I'm pretty sure you can rent it. She was saying that.
Oh, yeah, that's where I got one of mine.
But
that's like a really popular one.
Oh, yeah, and it's pretty awesome.
Do you have to wear like a specific color heel?
I don't think we've actually discussed heels yet or shoes yet.
This bride's got to get on it.
I think we have a day. I want to say it's like the end of summer is when we're supposed to buy our dresses because everyone wanted time to work out to see if they would lose weight. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever.
Well,
tell me when to buy it. I'll buy it.
The wedding's not going to be till February. They still have like a lot of time.
Yeah, but you want to make sure the dress will arrive on time.
Yeah, the one I got for the 2020 wedding that was supposed to be next month. And I was already like, oh, my God. And I already got the dress and everything. And I was like, I have to make sure I can fit into this dress a year from now. Yeah, she just told me that it's getting postponed till next summer. So 2022. And I was like, oh, man, this dress, I'm going to have to get a whole new dress by then.
Why?
I mean, who knows if I gain weight somehow an oopsie kid comes. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen in a year or something. But I'm like the same weight for the next 2 years. Jesus.
It's a lot to ask of somebody. But I mean, you can always take it to a tailor.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you give me some extra material in all these areas? Thanks. Yeah. You should definitely just rent if you can do that.
Yeah. I'm not.
But then I wonder if they can tailor a rented dress.
No. I mean, if you rented the dress, then you could send it back and they can give you another one.
But usually they come really long.
Are you saying for me?
Tailored yourself. Yeah.
Oh, I just safety pin that or do double-sided fabric tape.
Oh, okay.
Or just wear even bigger heels. I don't know. I'm sure. I always find a way.
Dude, it'd be super long on you. Like I would have to wear... Like, I even wore heels in one wedding I was in, and I had to get it tailored hella. They come long, so.
Literally, I have bought leggings that said they were half calf. They're, like, the short ones that went to my ankles. They were specifically meant, so they were, like, halfway up your calf, and they still fit me like regular leggings, so.
Perfect. You just roll them up.
It's just my life. So I'm used to either, I either tailor it myself or just leave it be.
I don't think you can do that with a rented dress.
Probably not. But
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that works. So if you do that, let me know, because I'm actually very curious.
Yeah.
If they send it and then you're able to tailor it and then you can just send it back or
something. We'll see. Because I really don't want to own a dusty pink dress. Like, what? Why would I need to?
I know. Yeah. Well, I don't even know if I'd ever wear. Long dresses just like aren't really my style. I mean, I get them for weddings and they're very elegant, but for me to ever just wear them for fun, it's just I don't know. I just feel covered.
So my mom cleans houses, and one of the perks of having a mom that cleans houses is that a lot of people that she works for will give her stuff that they don't want anymore.
Oh.
One of them, I don't think she still works for them, but because I think they moved, but she worked for Nordstrom.
Ooh,
and
fancy.
So she would get all these like fancy clothes, and I think she was like a bigger person, like not just like a salesperson at Nordstrom.
Oh, like high up.
Mm-hmm. And so she would get like all these clothes, and she would buy them, and then like less than a year later, after not wearing them, like her and her husband, they would just get rid of them, and so she'd give them to my mom. So I would get like we would get these high end clothes.
Would you guys ever wear them? I cannot picture your mom and dad wearing
some of the stuff.
Fancy
actually,
clothes.
Like it's not like fancy. It's high end. Brands, but they look like regular clothes.
Oh,
like
so it's
flannels.
Like a white t-shirt for like $100.
Exactly. Actually, exactly. There's like maybe a print on it, and it was an $80 shirt. I looked it up because I decided to see. I'm like, I don't remember. I don't know this brand. I looked them up.
I thought you were talking about like gowns and
no,
stuff.
No. Not like, not that kind of stuff. But I did get some dresses, and there was one dress that I love the way it fit on me. But it's like very not my style because it's black and white stripes, and I don't really wear stripes. It's very bold.
Yeah.
And it's like a half, it goes down like three quarters of my arm. It's tight and it flows really pretty.
Mm.
And I'm like, this would be perfect for like a Christmas party or something. Cause like I would wear it and I was just like running around the house. I'm like, I feel so pretty.
Yeah.
This looks so cute. And like, but then going out, I feel like I'm all dressed up like in a costume and it just feels awkward.
Oh, so you haven't worn it yet?
Not out yet, no.
A Christmas party would be like perfect though. Mm-hmm.
But it is
especially like
problems.
A holiday party or something, like company holiday, you know, where everyone usually dresses up.
Like I want to hold like more parties, but like what I want to do like the dinner party, like the old school dinner party where we dress up and go to someone's house, even if we're just eating chili or something. Not
you
something
should do
fancy.
A murder mystery party.
Oh, that'd be fun. We did that. We went
like
to a murder.
Theme.
We went to a murder mystery party once. It was my cousin's birthday, the one that's getting married.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. That
Remember?
Was a long time ago. Yeah, and we dressed up.
Yeah. Like, I dressed all hoochie mama, I think. Oh, yeah, because I was the quote-unquote, it was a heist. Like, we were in the high school students, and I was, like, the slutty chick.
Yeah, I wore, like, my old homecoming dress.
Yeah, that's right. I have pictures of us from that night. Like, Polaroids.
Yeah. See, you should do that, because then there should be a theme, and then everybody has to dress up.
Like
so no one has an excuse.
Oh, maybe that could be my birthday. Who knows?
That'd be so fun. Birthday / it's your quote-unquote old but new house again party.
Well, because I didn't really have a housewarming party, so that would be fun.
Exactly. Just a few years late. It's all good, though.
I mean, COVID happened and life happened.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, that'd be so fun, though.
I got to think about this.
Yeah, you should actually do it. Look at my good idea. And it's like it's like super fun, dress up, eat, but like chill at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like is very up your alley.
Yes. I actually, I talked about this on the Geek Nation podcast. I've been into something lately that typically I'm not into. That sounds like immediately my brain went somewhere dirty. No. So there is this chick on YouTube and Facebook. Her name is Bailey Sarian.
Okay.
And she does this thing on Mondays. It's called Murder, Mystery, and Makeup Mondays. So she's a makeup artist. Like, I don't know if she's an actual artist or she just does really good makeup on herself. But I think she's a makeup artist. She talks about how she used to work at Sephora. But she'll do her makeup while she tells you a story of like a murder mystery, like real stuff that has happened, whether it's happened like back in like Renaissance days or it happened like in the 1920s or even as recent as last few years. She'll like do like Ted Bundy. She's done the Unabomber. She did the Countess Dracula. All these stories. So she'll do a lot of research and she'll tell you the story, but she's like, I don't really know what to do with my hands, so I do my makeup while I tell you the story.
Like normal makeup, not like okay.
Well, she did
murder
do
makeup.
She did do a Halloween edition where she did do Halloween makeup.
Oh, all right. She doesn't like dress herself up to be like something, someone that was murdered.
No, because she's like, I think that'd be distasteful. A lot of people already don't like the fact that I do my makeup while I'm telling these stories. So, I mean, like, she doesn't go on and do that. But, like, unless it's like a, not a conspiracy theory, but she did stories like of the Mothman or the haunted, like, haunted bunk beds or something. Like, when it's like a haunting story, like, maybe she will, but not really.
She doesn't normally intertwine it.
No, she'll do just regular, like, really pretty glam makeup.
So how long is the story usually?
So on Facebook, I realized, like, it was only, like, anywhere between 10 to 20 minutes long. But if you want the whole video she does, it's on YouTube, and it's anywhere between a half hour to an hour.
Damn.
So I'll just listen to them. Like, I'll watch her makeup sometimes, but I just like listening to her because I like the way she tells stories.
So it's kind of like a podcast.
Yeah, in a sense. Like, I use it as a podcast, and she, but it's horror, murder stuff, and, like, real life, like, you know, some people really love those murder documentaries.
That's really in. Yeah, a lot of people love those.
And I've never really been into them, but, like, hearing her tell these stories and how much research she puts into it, I'm like, I'm very fascinated now, too. So I kind of want to watch some of these.
I watch all of them.
Really?
Yeah, my boyfriend loves it. So when you were like, Ted Bundy, I, like, watched it. Unabomber watched it. We watched The Night Stalker recently.
Okay, she did the thing about The Night Stalker.
Yeah.
But she's super funny, too. Like, she's such a goofball. She's all tatted up and stuff. She's pretty badass.
That's cool that she, like, adds some humor into the craziness. Because the documentaries, there aren't any humor with it. It's just all facts and all kind of scary. Don't watch it before you go to bed.
No, because I know the story of The Night Stalker from it.
I don't know if you, since you don't really like horror, though, I don't know if you'll like it.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm curious to see if I could watch it now that I know his story.
Because no, because it's like a visual, and they like reenact, and then they interview like the people, like one of the people that actually was kidnapped, and like it's real. You're in it when someone else is like telling you, and like kind of,
it doesn't feel real.
Yeah, it feels like just a story. This feels very real.
Okay, I'm curious. I think I will do it just to see how I will react. I don't know which one I would watch, like Ted Bundy, Unabomber, or like the Night Stalker guy.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they're all different.
Yeah,
so it kind of depends what kind of murder you want. really.
But
if you want one from home, I mean, you want someone that hits close, Ted Bundy's where it's at.
Right. Yeah, he's all up in this area.
Yeah, he is.
That being said, that's something I've never really been into, and I surprised myself that I've really liked watching her or like listening to her and learning about these people. I bought her hoodie because I'm like, I want to support her.
Oh,
I got her hoodie because
it's
also
just her face.
No, she does have a shirt with her face on it, but it's like all kind of like a drawing almost. Oh. But I got one that just says dark history because she's doing a new podcast where she's sitting there with a microphone instead of doing her makeup. She's actually just telling you the story of like dark moments in history. Like the one she did, her first one was about like the DuPont Chemical Company.
Okay.
And it started off like this, and I'm very much paraphrasing and shortening it. This guy had a farm. They sold off part of the farm because they needed money. So they sold some of the land to a local company. It was like the DuPont Chemical Company or whatever. And they created like Teflon, which is on like your nonstick cooking pans.
Oh, yeah.
They created Lycra, which is like for your leggings and stuff. They created all these things, but they were producing a lot of toxic waste. And so this guy noticed that the farm that was still next to this thing, this company's, the land they gave them, like their animals started dying and like were acting really weird and they were finding really weird things inside the animals. So it was just like a year-long battle of what is going on.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating. And I love, like, she's really good at storytelling because it's not, like, she's got a really nice voice, I think. At first, I was not a big fan. But the more I listen to it and, like, her inflection and stuff, and then sometimes she'll put music underneath it, so I'm like, it works.
That's always really helpful when you like the person's voice.
So that's really kind of what drew me in. So I recommend everyone listening to her.
Oh, now you need to watch and let us know what you think.
Yeah, I kind of want to see if you, like, make you watch a video of hers. I'm trying to think which one I want you to see that you might like.
I will. Okay. If you watch a documentary. Okay, you only have to watch, like, 20 minutes of it.
Oh, actually.
See how you feel about it.
I'm very curious. I do want to. I think I could probably watch one, but I don't know if I'll have to do it during the day for sure.
Yes, during the day. I mean, I would never, I don't think I would ever just turn it on by myself.
Yeah.
Like, it's never something I'm like, yeah, it's time to watch a whole documentary about someone murdering a bunch of people. That's actually real life. This is what I'm in the mood for. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm never just, it's kind of like movies that are really serious and super mm-hmm. sad, but really, really, really good. It's yeah. like, I'm never like, yeah, like I am in a mood to cry my eyes out probably get sad. Like, I never lean towards that.
Isn't that what The Notebook is?
No, The Notebook is a beautiful love story.
I thought it was sad. Oh,
I mean, it is sad, and every time I do cry my eyes out, but it's like, it's a good sad.
Okay. Is it like A Walk to Remember? Do you remember that movie?
No. No, that girl dies because of cancer or something, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Like,
oh,
young.
No. This is like a beautiful love story, and yes, they both die at the end, but they die together holding hands, and they're really, really old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, she died young.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, this is like, oh, my God. It's just like, love wins. True love wins at the end, guys.
Aww.
But then they die, which is real life.
This is what you want in life, is to die holding hands with the person you care about.
Exactly. Not getting murdered by some rando.
The Night Stalker.
Yeah, buddy. Ugh. I'll just creep in your window and take you. Yay.
God, that
or
guy
just
was
kill
all
you.
Kinds of messed up. Yay. Yeah. That's a nice, nice way to leave it.
True love or death? I don't know which one you want.
So did we learn anything today? Don't lead people
Always.
On.
Yeah, don't lead people on like Vicky does.
Calm down.
Would you be friends with the opposite sex if you didn't want anything physical to do with them? And if so, how would you go about
initiating that friendship?
Yes, and not crossing the lines or having one person confused.
And how do you deal with the heat? Because I'm Mexican and I can't handle the heat. Anything more than 75 degrees is just disrespectful.
Which
in
I think
Washington.
Is weird for you being Mexican, isn't it?
I've lived in the Pacific Northwest like
oh, it's not 99%
of the time.
Oh, because my boyfriend loves it.
Mm-mm.
And he doesn't burn. So I'm over here like, sunscreen, I'm going to die. And he's just like, I just turn a few shades darker. Sucks to be you.
I'm what you would call it passing. I got the passing privilege. I look very white.
You burn like you're white, apparently.
Now.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. My skin changed,
I'm
I guess.
Sorry.
I used to be fine when I was a kid. Maybe because I would actually go outside more often as a
kid.
Yeah,
now we go outside and we're like, what the hell is
this? What is this? Is the sun?
Yeah.
Is this what I heard about? The sun?
I'm melting. And please let us know ASAP about that, because any tricks that you guys have that I could take for me being outside this entire weekend could be really helpful.
And if you guys had, like, I want to know about the wedding stories. Like, did you go to a wedding, or was your wedding like rained on, or just like you had a like scorcher of a wedding?
What is that like, or what is that like one thing that like went terribly wrong? Because someone always like tells me, you can't plan a perfect wedding. Like, something always goes wrong.
Like my best friend, when she got married, that was the same day we were supposed to get like a hurricane, I think.
Oh, fun.
Like, it was supposed to be, like, a really bad storm. And it ended up not being that bad. But they did, like, okay, the hashtag for the wedding is hashtag Hurricane Blake as their last name.
Oh, that's funny. And it wasn't even a hurricane
at
all.
It wasn't even that bad. It was not. And a lot of people didn't show up to the wedding, though, because they were afraid. Because they were traveling long distances and stuff. So that wedding was actually a little more empty than we thought it would be.
That's probably heartbreaking, too.
Well, she was more pissed off that her brother wore jeans to her wedding.
Really?
Well, it was a fancy wedding.
Mm. See, I'd be more pissed off that people didn't show. She was probably like, brother, you should have not just shown up, okay?
Right?
You should have been like everybody else and taking you and your jeans home.
Right? There's a dress code.
Wear jeans to my wedding. I don't care.
As long as it's not in the... I told you, like, okay... That's the second rule. I told you, do not do it on top of a mountain, because I'm not doing that again. I've done that once and it sucked. I'm not a hiker.
I wouldn't have a groom if I did that. So
that's
we're
fair.
Good.
And dude, please don't do it in the scorching heat. If you're going to do it in Vegas, do it when it's like not so hot.
I don't know about that one. That might happen. And that's one thing you cannot control. That's one thing. Because I was thinking about that with my friend who's getting married. I was like, if I was the bride, I would be checking the weather nonstop, like being neurotic about it. But mm-hmm. then you realize there's nothing you can do. Nothing.
I would, you know how you get those little...
Oh, the fans that
like,
squirt water?
Do the fans that squirt water?
Yeah, I guess you could do that. Right? Because there's not like, you know, outside in the cold, they have the heat lamps. There's mm-hmm. not like cold lamps.
So I don't know if this is a Mexican thing. But do people typically do like wedding party favors?
There, it's usually like, I mean, I've been somewhere it's like a shot glass and like the date of
the wedding,
the people's getting married or something very simple like that.
See, because I've seen like, and this happens for baptisms, first communions, like everything. Like,
a whole party favor bag?
Not a party favor bag, but they're little trinkets. Like little random things, because my parents are moving into their new house, I'm finding all of them. I'm like, what is this from? It's like, oh, this is from your baptism.
Oh, cool.
But it's like usually like a little, like for, I think it was like my birthday or baptism or something. It was like a little angel figurine. It's like, what the hell? Like if it was somebody else that gave, people have given me these at like Mexican parties. I'm like, what the hell do I need this for?
Did it say like Vicky baptism 1990 or something?
Yeah, so something
it's,
okay, like
so
that.
I have the date on it.
I know, but I'm
remember.
Just like. If this was like a friend that I kind of knew, because I mean, if it was at church, it was usually like you had your baptism the same, like on a Sunday, like during regular Mass, the Mass was just longer because it was baptism day.
Oh.
So it's like, I don't care. I don't.
Yeah.
Like if it's my niece, I'm like, yeah, of course I'll keep it. But I'm like, can it be something a little bit more
practical?
You know, practical. Like even if a picture.
Well, that's with the shot glass. It was actually very smart because it had because I was like, oh. Dude, I love shot glasses. I'm taking this home.
Can I tell you what my idea was? Because one, ooh. I could DIY it, and
what's
it wouldn't be
idea?
Too expensive. But I don't think it would work anymore.
Oh,
this
no
is,
way.
I thought of this like in my early 20s.
It could still work. I don't know what it is, but I'm here for it.
I found this thing where how to make your own like paper, like out of like a thicker paper, cardboard paper, not card, like a, you know, construction paper type.
Okay.
Like maybe a brown, like almost looks like a paper bag, and you can fold it so it would fit a CD. So you make like a makeshift CD case. So I thought it would be really cool to do a mix CD, like a mixtape, but a mix CD of like our songs or even like party songs or whatever. And that would be the party favor.
Yeah, no, never mind. I'm taking back what I said. That
does
not work anymore.
That does not work anymore. Because in my early 20s, it still could have worked. I'm like, oh, this is so cute. I'm dating, like, I dated a lot of musicians. I'm like, oh, that'd be a cute party favor.
Yeah,
now it's like, I made a Spotify playlist. Here's the link.
Yeah, because people either, one, will be like, what the hell is this? Two, not be able to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Or three, just be confused.
Throw it out.
Yeah, do it as a Frisbee. They just
like all the Gen Zers, like, what is this?
For real?
Is this supposed to be like a necklace or like do I put like string through the hole?
And then they like try to like bend it and they break it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Like, oh, that would have been such a cute idea 10 years ago.
Right. I should have gotten married then.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have.
Right. God, if I'm 31. If I married the guy I was with like 10 years ago, God, that would have been so bad.
Plus you might have like a real deal old child if that happened. That'd be crazy.
Like if. So there's a fun. Okay, I'm gonna leave it at this. Is the last thing. I always play this game with people, and it freaks them out. And I like watching their reaction. I'm like, if you the very first time you had sex ever in your life, that ended in a pregnancy, how old would that kid be now?
13.
Wait, how old am I?
They'd be a teenager.
The kid would be 16.
Oh no, yours would be able to drive.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird?
Oh no,
that's very weird.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's like some of my teen mom shows and got mm-hmm. pregnant right off the first bat.
I mean, I was 15, so let's say I was almost 16 when the kid was born. Yeah, it's about almost 16 years ago.
Yeah, hell no. That's a hell no for me.
Nope, I'm good.
Yeah, right? Yikes.
Like, I even think about that. Like, my friends who have like 10-year-olds, or a friend of mine, she's only 2 years older than me, and she's got a 13-year-old.
Dang. And I'm she lived like, a whole different life.
Yeah. Like, okay. So I am now Auntie Vicky. The kid's never met me before. I just give her all my hand-me-downs because she's going through her goth phase.
Oh, hell yeah.
So Auntie, she's like, these are from your Auntie Vicky. She's like, I don't know who Auntie Vicky is. She's like, okay, well, she's the one sending you clothes.
Yeah.
Here's
you
all her.
Love her.
Yeah. She's all the one that sends you the Stranger Things tank top she doesn't wear anymore.
Oh, you're so nice.
Because I'm like, oh, she would like this. I'll throw it in there. I don't wear it that often.
That's nice.
It's nice when you know you like it's going to someone you know. You're like, oh, she will appreciate this. And
or you don't actually really know.
Well, it's easier to let it go. It's like, well, I'll wear this again. I'm like, no, she'll love this. She'll wear it more.
Yeah. Rather than like Goodwill or something.
Yeah. So shout out to my niece, Jocelyn, who I've never met before. All right. But yeah, we want to hear all the stories, wedding stories. And same with like. What do you do for like now? What would you do for a wedding?
Yes, a little trinket, a little souvenir.
Gift.
I need ideas.
Right? I mean, if it's going to be hot, I think you need to get the spray bottle with the fan.
Oh, man, I hope they have it.
I've seen them, too, for if you have a lot of ladies that wear heels, they do, like, a whole bin of, like, flip-flops, like, dollar store flip-flops.
Oh, that's brilliant. Like, flats or something. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, your feet hurt, put on flip-flops.
Yeah, I don't want you to eat it on the dance floor.
Because I don't want blood on my dress.
Yeah, screw your sprained ankles. I don't want blood on my dress.
Well, I'm picturing you when you get hurt, and it's just, like, blood everywhere.
Yeah, and sprained ankles, so.
Yeah. But, yes, we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.